Evelyn Rybolov is thrilled that she'll be representing Canada on the global stage. But that was not her motivation when she danced at the World Performers Canada competition in Toronto. "I had no idea," said Rybolov, who turns 12 later this month. "I didn't even know Team Canada was a thing." It is, and next July she will compete for her country at the Dance World Cup in Burgos, Spain. Rybolov impressed the Team Canada evaluators with her ballet solo and was asked to join the Canadian contingent for the international event that will draw competitors from 66 countries. "She's a very hard worker," said Jessica Pasqua, her teacher at Center Stage School of the Arts in Georgetown. "She's shown a keen interest in ballet the last couple of years. She puts in extra work outside the studio. She's really dedicated." Georgetown's Evelyn Rybolov will represent Canada at the Dance World Cup in Spain in July. Photo supplied. That dedication showed when she was invited to audition for the Canadian team in two other styles. Not content with having already earned a place on the team, Rybolov will also compete in hip-hop and jazz after again leaving a lasting impression on the judges. "She's a very well-rounded dancer," Pasqua said. "I'm a firm believer in versatility. There are always elements you can learn from one style of dance that will help you in another." Rybolov has been dancing since she was 3, but used to divide her time between dance and gymnastics. Now she's demonstrating that her decision to focus on dance was a good one. "It's more fun for me," said the grade 7 student at Silver Creek Public School. Pasqua, who choreographed Rybolov's solo, says the young dancer's passion shines through in her performances. "I'm super proud of the work she put into that solo. You can tell she put a lot of care into the process and wanted to do well. Clearly, that paid off." Rybolov said she's looking forward to seeing the dancers from other countries perform as well as meeting her Canadian teammates. "I'm looking forward to representing Canada and meeting a lot of people," she said. "I want to go and win and have fun with my friends."